Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another video. Today we're doing another Glassdoor review, this time of INC Research, which is now Syneos Health after they merged with Inventive Health. INC Research, I'm not sure if the Glassdoor profile has fully combined yet or what the Glassdoor is doing, but they have the most reviews on the INC Research page, so that's what we're going to go with. And I'm sure they've got some other updated reviews up there as well. So this is a large CRO. Before INC Research merged with Inventive, they were, they were top seven of the CROs. But now, since they merged with Inventive, they are the second largest CRO in the world. Number one is IQVIA, which was formerly Quintiles. So now, Syneos Health, which was INC Research plus Inventive Health, is the second largest CRO. So some of these employee numbers may be off, not quite sure. But INC Research, before they merged, I know the revenue was between $1 and $2 billion per year. They are headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina, but I believe Inventive's headquarters is in Boston. So the new headquarters will be based in Raleigh as well. So now they're called Syneos, as I mentioned before. We know who their competitors are, other CROs. You've got IQVIA, PPD, Parexel, list goes on and on. There's many CROs, but with this Glassdoor series, we're mainly going to do the large ones. So we come down here, 68% approve of the CEO. The CEO is Alastair MacDonald, and he's going to be the CEO for when the integration fully happens. So he's going to be the CEO of Syneos Health as well. 3.1 reviews of the INC Research. Pretty good. I think, let's see, PPD was higher at 3.3, if I remember correctly. And I think Parexel was higher too. So without further ado, I think that's pretty much everything. And this is a public company as well. So let's go ahead and get into the reviews here. The first review we see here is from a senior CRA. They basically just say, good CRO. Obviously, we'd want to see more here in the review, but whatever. Let's look at see all reviews. So senior CRO, that's what they say. Regulatory record specialist. Worked here more than a year, week of Christmas off, get to work from home one day a week after 90 days of employment. That's pretty good. Yeah, that's one of the things that sets INC Research and I guess now Syneos apart is they do have the full day, the full week from Christmas off, which a lot of people say they like. So they basically get from Christmas on until the January 2nd off. So they get the whole time off without taking any PTO or any days like that. They just get it off. So that's nice. And I think that's one of the perks that a lot of people I know say they really, really like. But the downside of it, obviously, is they don't get a lot of the holidays from January until about May. So all those holidays they are in there that are there, they do not get. So that's the downside. But most people, I'm sure, would rather have that whole week off. And it's really, really nice. So, here's one. Retaliatory non-payment of corporate credit card. Wow, I wish they could spell a little bit better there. Worked at INC Research full time. They pay you at regular intervals. That's the only pro they had. I resigned with 2 weeks' notice. HR sent me a threatening email advising that expenses left on my could. I informed INC Research that I did not use personal credit. So this sounds like a similar review we've read before. Okay, we're just going to bypass that. I don't know. That sounds very similar to what we read before. This was a CRA 3. No room for growth in the company. Raises were not too great. No sign-on bonus. Management sometimes were standoffish. And this was December 6, 2017. So you guys know in the industry, CRAs get treated very, very well, typically. They work very hard, but they get treated very, very well. So I know that this isn't entirely accurate. Maybe they did not get a sign-on bonus. That could be true. And it just depends at the time of year you apply to be a CRA. Because a lot of the times they do have sign-on bonuses. So that sucks that they didn't get one. Raises were not too great. Yeah, that's valid. Management was sometimes standoffish, and that could be just, you know, you're unlucky with who your manager is. That could be. That's what that is. And then no room for growth inside the company. Yeah, that sucks. I'm not entirely too sure. Like I said before, you got to really want it and go for it if you want to grow. I find that on the clinical operations side, especially once you're a CRA, you always have mobility as your best move. As we've said before, if you haven't watched that video, go watch that video, how we talk about your mobility is your best move. That's something that you should always have in your back pocket, to deploy whenever. But I don't know. This person says that they couldn't, no room for growth. I find that on the clinical operations side, there's plenty of room for growth. And even so, I've heard of people that were CRAs and then they get put as project managers at INC Research. So not quite sure. And this was around the time that the merger was going through too. So you've got to keep in mind that when companies merge, everything comes to a halt. They don't hire as much for certain positions. They're not, you know, increasing pay usually. They're not promoting from within. They're just trying to figure out everything that's going on inside the merger. So pretty much all of 2017, especially towards the end, things were slowing down at INC Research tremendously because of the merger. A lot of people don't know what's going on. So you got to keep in mind that. So let's move on. Good benefits, pleasant coworkers, regular teaming, communications via phone, the long hours with extensive travel, very fast paced, little in-house support. So, I know that's part of the job for extensive travel, very fast paced. That's probably also part of the job, little in-house support. So INC Research, Syneos, they're actually going to be bringing in the in-house CRA role, which is going to be called a central monitoring associate, I believe, or clinical monitoring associate. Not quite sure, but I know they're going to be bringing back in-house CRAs. So that should change. There's going to be a lot more in-house support. So this person was a CRA in Dallas, working at INC for less than a year, good pay, benefits, vacation time, good having the last week of December off. Like we said, people love that. So if you're in a CRO, or any company for that matter, you guys should really look into having that whole week off for Christmas all the way up until New Year's. It's a fan favorite, I've got to say. People cannot talk enough. All my friends that work at INC cannot talk enough about it. So I've never worked in a more cutthroat CRO. There is no team in the projects, and you have about three at the time. There's a lot of finger pointing. If you don't have the right manager, you'll be the scapegoat for good. I don't recommend this place unless you need the experience and will be jumping ship. Wow. All right. And this person, December 7, 2017, current employee, anonymous, working at INC more than 5 years, unlimited PTO, company shuts down during the week of Christmas and New Year's. Okay, I didn't know. I'm curious what position this is. I didn't know there was unlimited PTO. So, I mean, you guys know how I feel about unlimited PTO. That's exactly, if you don't know, go watch those videos, by the way. That's exactly why they put it in quotes here. If you notice, they're being facetious about the unlimited part. And that's the downside with unlimited PTO, is it's not unlimited. People end up taking less than if you told them how much they would actually take. If you tell them you get 15 days off, they know they can take up to 15. But if you tell them unlimited, they don't know how much is okay. So they're not going to be taking anywhere near 15. They're going to be saying, oh, should I take 5 this year? Should I take 6? So that's one of the big problems with unlimited PTO. That's why they put it in quotes there. CEO is awful. At the first sign of any difficulty for the company, he decides to take away from the employees by delaying raises and promotions. Raises are minuscule anyhow, which is true. Yeah, the entire merger with Inventiv has been a disaster and very poorly managed, as evidenced by the market's reaction to most recent results. Let's see, this was written in December 2017. Let's see what else. Major favoritism played at all levels, all the way up to the senior VP level. Terrible senior management in every department. Communication is non-existent. Management expects you to perform, but how can you perform when you're not provided goals until November? Morale is at the lowest point since I've been here, and just stay away from this company. Wow. So it sounds like this person might be kind of high up. Stop taking away from your employees or you will start to see a mass exodus of your productive, loyal employee base. Teach your VP level management to communicate with their employees and provide timely feedback. Getting 2017 goals in November 2017 is not the way to make employees feel valued. Stop playing favorites. Just because someone appears to be working 80 hours a week doesn't mean they're productive for those 80 hours. Don't look down on those that have different life circumstances and value family over work. Get it together in regards to total compensation package. If you were legacy INC, you've seen raises, promotions delayed, benefit costs increased 200 to 300% all within the last year. So looks like with the merger, you've had promotions delayed. You've seen, I think they meant no raises. And the benefit costs increased 200 to 300%. Wow. So I have heard of some people complaining about that with the merger, but all mergers aren't great. All mergers aren't good for the average person. So got to keep it moving, I guess. Hard work, not much work-life balance. So current employee, project specialist. Okay, so this is like the entry-level person to project management at INC. So good vacation time, ability to work from home. So this person must be a level two, I think. The last person up there was no work-life balance. Study resourcing assigns too many studies at one time with no consideration of current workload. Lack of realistic training for new employees. Cascade down to lowest ranks that they are important and their work leads to everyone's success. Recognize the lower ranks instead of always highlighting the executive staff. So yeah, that's a great advice for anybody. Make sure that you are highlighting the people that are actually doing the work. You know, these project specialists, project management, you know, the people down low on the totem pole, or seemingly down low, they need to realize that they're special, and especially because they're the ones actually doing the work. So constantly highlight their successes. Good old boys club. This was a former employee. Food trucks Tuesday, Wednesday, nothing else. Cons: PTO, poor training, very few minorities in senior positions, long hours. No one wants to take accountability when they mess up, so they blame others. They will drive you out the door by putting you in impossible positions that force you to quit instead of simply firing you. So wow, then very corporate. So this is good that we're seeing some of these negative reviews, because a lot of times we've seen a lot of positive reviews, and you can tell too how a company is if you see a lot of negative reviews. So, I mean, that should mean something. You should be able to glean something from that if you see a lot of negative reviews. And let's see, we saw a lot on MedPace. We saw a lot on, and we didn't see a lot on Parxel or PPD. So we're going to keep moving to see if we can get to some positive ones. But just keep in mind that seeing a bunch of negative reviews is not good. But we're also going to keep in mind this is around the time of the merger. So I think a lot of people are disgruntled about the merger. So we're going to see if we can go to a different time before the merger. Great place to work with positive vibes. This is a senior CRA too, so pretty high up clinical side. Really great training and career development opportunities. Open door policy on any given issue. Transparency with quarterly goals. Revenue and company future outlook. Internal quality issue tracking database for all study related issues and audits. Indication or therapeutic area focused business units for clinical staff all the way up to clinical ops directors. So basically what that means is when they say therapeutic area focused business units, that, and I know how this works because someone explained it to me, that they have, INC has different business units for their indications. So they have like a CNS business unit where they're going to have all the brain and spinal cord related studies. And then they're going to also have an oncology unit. I don't know all the other units, but I know they have an oncology unit. So if you're working on, if you're in clinical operations, which is going to be like CRA, in-house CRA, etc., you're going to be assigned to a business unit. So you're going to be assigned to oncology, and you're only going to see oncology. Where other CROs, they have it where if you're a CRA, you could be assigned to anything, or depending on the position, you could be assigned to any of the different study. You could be on oncology, you can be on renal, you could be on a GI, you know. So they have business unit therapeutic specific at INC. So cons: no annual bonus for clinical staff not completing monitoring visits. There are various incentives for conducting observation visits and the days spent at an IM or face-to-face visit with a sponsor, but it really doesn't compare to an annual bonus. Agree CRA should take priority in compensation bonus structure, but to only hand out merit increases each year to everyone else is a bit of a bummer. So, exactly right. Those merit increases aren't that great. I mean, those are just the standard increases that everyone gets at every company, like the standard 3% or so. That's basically nothing. It's pennies, especially when we've got members on the executive team getting millions and millions of dollars in stock and options, or sometimes cash compensation or whatever it may be. So let's see. We're going to go back before June, July. We're going to go back May. Medical operations. So lack of training in some areas, company first, employee not so much. So blah, blah, blah. Good, good, good. Expectations are too high for level of experience and training. Lack of leadership in my department. This person was medical operations. So remember, employees make each quarter great or not. Invest more in them. All right. So let's see what else we can get here. So April 24th, I've been working at INC more than 5 years. Pros: the trusted process. So a lot of people do like their trusted process. I've heard about that before. It's basically like their process of bringing, making sure the trial runs according to plan and on schedule. So I know they even have a position called a trusted process person or something. They have a position dedicated to it. And they basically help facilitate and make sure the trial keeps going along as it's going. So some of the cons are: middle management has grown where operations has not. The company used to pride themselves on their quality and flat management. The senior level members have no idea what it takes to run a study and don't want to know. So, geez, that's probably because they've been removed from it. Or even if you have been removed from it, shouldn't matter. So senior medical writer in remote Oregon, been working at INC more than a year, great coworkers and support from them, a lot of growth and pressure and not enough people to do the job. A lot of working very fast with almost no guidance. Okay. Let's see. This one was CNS project manager. They have fantastic onboarding and overall training program, even better than many of the larger CROs. Your career at INC could hinge on whether the department had liked you or not. Lots of maneuvering and strategizing needed to be done to get ahead. It wasn't a given that your job performance alone would influence your career progression. So just on the back of that line, it is never that way. It is never this way. Your job performance alone, never, I repeat, never in corporate America, alone influences your career progression. Yes, it helps, but it's all about relationships and networking. That's a much bigger component of it. There are lazy people that get promoted. You know, it really just depends on your relationship with the people making the decisions. So we talk, if you haven't watched our videos on networking and promotions and all that stuff, go watch them. There's a lot of good information on that, on navigating corporate America and the structure. So they also force PMs living in within an hour of the office to come to the office at least 3 days a week, even though they would put up to 3 people in a cramped office due to the lack of space. Yikes. Especially this industry can be completely remote. And I know corporate America sometimes can be resistant to change. And I mean, I really think the jobs of the future, people are going to be working from remotely from home. I mean, you just don't need to be in the office, and companies don't need to spend that money having people come into the office. And, you know, it costs a lot of money for them to put one employee there. I think I saw a number. It cost like $40,000 to have an employee in the office. So have people work from home, and, you know, that cost is actually going on to the employee. But I think the company would pay for things like the internet, maybe give you a, you know, a stipend for some other stuff. They give you a computer and all that good stuff. I don't know how they would do it, but definitely cheaper to have someone work from home. So let's keep it moving. Let's see what else we can do. Data management. This one will be good. Full-time, more than 3 years they've been working. Supportive management and a positive work environment. Salaries are at fair market value or better. And INC will do market adjustments if needed. INC is growing financially healthy company. Headquarter move to Mooresville will help recruitment and visibility. I know many people who won't even apply at INC right now due to the current out-of-way locations in North Raleigh. So it seems like, so I know this area, Mooresville, Research Triangle Park, I've been there before. It seems like that's where all the CROs are located. A lot of CROs have offices in that area. So if you don't know, Raleigh, the Raleigh-Durham area is really a hub of clinical research and biotech. So it sounds like a lot of them are in this Mooresville area. So yeah, definitely will help with that. Especially because if all the CROs are in one area and you want to hire talent, they've got to move or have a really large, a huge commute, and that's a negative. So management can be a little too nice, leading to a lack of accountability and too much dead weight. So this is data management. Every department is different, guys. So it really just depends. And a lot of it depends on your manager, too. So if you have a good manager, you're going to have a better experience. If not, you're not. So, all right, that's about it for these reviews. We've gone through a lot of them. Let's see what else we can. Actually, let's go over here to salaries. We're going to look. A lot of people say they're at market value. So entry level, $47,000. That's pretty good. So entry level product specialist 2, $52,000. So you get a $5,000 raise pretty much. That's pretty good. Project manager, $85,000. Like I said before, I think project manager is one of the most underpaid positions just because of what they do. $85,000. It's not terrible. CRA, $77,000. That's not bad if you're level one or low level, level two. That's not bad. Senior project manager, $113,000. See, I think the senior PM should be closer to $200,000. But that's just not what it is. A CTL is $115,000. That's pretty good. It's not bad. I think that's fair. Biostats. See, I don't know much about the other ones. Trusted process specialist. That's the position we were talking about earlier with going through the INC special trusted process. They help facilitate that. So let's see. Vice President of Business Development is $159,000. I don't know about these marine positions. A PM2 is about $89,000. Okay. I'd like to see that about six figures. It's a PM2. It's not terrible. PM1 is about $71,000. It's not bad. CRA 3, $83,000. That's low. A CRA level 3, we'd like to see six figures for sure. CRA level 2, we'd like to see at about $90,000. $85,000 to $90,000. So not terrible. PS1, average about $45,900. It's not terrible. It's not terrible. So we've pretty much gone through these already. Let's see what the interviews say. Let's see. Most people said the difficulty, average, applied online, usual, positive, neutral, negative. Overall, pretty good. Let's see. Sounds like, so just reading through these, it sounds like just the normal process, you know, get a recruiter screen, phone interview, and you, if you're near the office, then you go into the interview or do a Skype interview. And you know, that's going to be that. Each position is going to be slightly different depending on what it is. So, and then the benefits, we've talked about a lot. Benefits are rated 3.4. That's not bad. Health insurance, the cost of benefits are too high. PTO, we talked about one of the main benefits is that month off. I mean, not the month, that week off for December, Christmas time. So, so INC offers an additional week of vacation at the end of the year. 401k is a 50% match, which is the norm across the industry. Pay is very good, but it comes with a hefty price. You're given very little training before turning you loose. At the end of the year is very rushed because last week everyone is on vacation. Medical, dental, and vision insurance are offered. For medical insurance, you have the option to have an HSA, which INC will contribute to. Regarding 401ks, INC will match the first 3% you contribute and half of the next 3% you contribute. The week of Christmas, including the day of using, is paid holiday vacation. Thanksgiving and the day after are paid holidays. So that's pretty good. So this person said unlimited PTO. So I don't know. I haven't heard about unlimited PTO before, but I guess some people have it because it's the second person we've said, heard say that. So, yeah, pretty standard benefits, you know, the usual that you get, 401k, holidays. Main one that you get is that week off for December, for Christmas. So that's pretty good. So overall, INC Research is pretty good. They partnered with Inventive, and now they're Syneos Health. So we'll see. We may have to do an update to this in a few months or so regarding how it's changed, or maybe even we'll probably have to wait a little bit longer because there may not be enough reviews by then. But things are changing there. Obviously, they've gone through a huge merger. They're now the second largest CRO in the country, in the USA, probably in the world as well, because they are a global CRO behind IQVIA. So that's it for INC Research, guys. Hope you enjoyed this Glassdoor review. If you plan on applying there, watch this video again as many times as you need for the Cliff Notes version, or if you just want to go through and look at it yourself without me talking over it, do that as well. As always, guys, email us at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. And don't forget to hit that red subscribe button. Let us know down in the comments if you like these Glassdoor reviews. We can do more of them. If you guys don't like them, we'll stop and do some other videos. But let us know in the comments if you guys like these Glassdoor reviews, if they're helpful. Just want to hear my take on it. So that's it for today's video, guys. Once again, don't forget that, just hit that subscribe button, like the video, comment down below. As always, guys, take care.